This is Hearts of Oak podcast. Free speech, religious disagreement, children's rights, and open and free discussion on any topic are bedrock to a democratic free society, and we seek to promote and champion these basic rights. Join us. Let's keep the conversation going.
Welcome to another Hearts of Oak info video where, over a couple minutes, we try and make sense of some of the big issues we are currently facing. And today, I want to look at Getter, which is literally taking the world by storm since Joe Rogan joined just over the new year. A huge amount of people have come over and joined Getter. We found it hugely exciting for Hearts of Oak. We've had massive engagement on Getter, 10 times what we ever had on Twitter. And as we always thought, our posts, our videos were often blocked. We could see the analytics changing considerably and confusingly. So we've now had our three live streams on Getter, first three live streams of the year, and we've had over 100,000 views, with just one of them, looking at COVID, having 90,000 views. Getter is the place to go. Come and be part of it. Let's go and have a look at some of the news stories and some of the names that have joined Getter. Here's one of the news stories that have been all across the media. What Twitter lacked that Joe Rogan found on Getter. Conservative social media platforms are on the rise because many on the right feel like their voices are disproportionately being ostracized by established tech giants. Next story from The New Yorker. Can Getter become the online gathering place for Trump's GOP? With big tech cracking down on COVID-19 and election misinformation, sites with more permissive posting rules are courting prominent figures on the right. What about this for a headline from the New York Post? Joe Rogan helps Twitter alternative Getter amass a million new users. That about Joe Rogan was when Robert Malone, who we've had on the show before, the inventor of mRNA technology, he went on the Joe Rogan podcast, I think just before the new year. They talked about Getter. Joe Rogan looked it up. Next day, Joe Rogan joins Getter and leads the huge wave of people joining Getter and wanting their voice to be heard. So if you do go on Getter, who else are you going to find? Because if it's just you and me, it could be not very exciting and not a huge conversation. So it is the amount of users that are on, as well as the ease of use, as well as how good the program and platform is. Actually, who can you find on it whenever you head over there? Well, let's have a look. As we mentioned at the beginning, you can find Joe Rogan. Hasn't been one of our guests up to now, but hey, Joe, you're welcome on anytime you like, but Joe Rogan was the one that really started the huge move onto Getter. And as you've seen, a million people join in a week. So Joe Rogan was the first one, the big name to jump over. Tucker Carlson. I mean, it doesn't get much bigger than Tucker Carlson, the Fox News commentator, host, and well-known figure across the world. Tucker Carlson joined, so you can follow Tucker on Getter. But what about Hearts of Oak guests? Tucker hasn't been on yet. Again, Tucker, there's an invitation for you anytime. What about some of our guests? Let's have a look at those. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, one of the misinformation dozen, I think if you remember, one of the most dangerous people on the planet, according to Facebook and Twitter. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, you can follow her on Getter. Ezra Levant, the leader of Rebel News, the most popular, the best conservative news reporting outlet in Canada. Ezra Levant. We Are Fair Cop, which is the organization that was started that Harry Miller is part of, one of our previous guests, an organization holding the police to account and stopping them in their trans madness. Gerard Batten. Where would we be without having Gerard on Getter? Of course, this is his old picture when he had hair before he chopped it off. So you can follow Gerard on Getter. Lord Pearson of Rannoch. member of the House of Lords since 1990, appointed by Margaret Thatcher, ex-UKIP leader, now independent peer, original Brexiteer, once national debate on Islam. That sums up the one voice of reason in the House of Lords. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Lord Pearson of Rannoch. The voice of Wales, Dan and Stan. Guys, I've got to know since doing Hearts of Oak, doing amazing work there in Wales, so you can follow Voice of Wales. David Vance, who we have on regularly on our Saturday evening news reviews, the most informed man from Northern Ireland, David Vance. The Bruges Group. Remember we had Robert Oles back with Neil McRae talking about their latest book? Well, Robert is heads up the Bruges Group. Bosch Faustin, someone else who I've got to know since doing Hearts of Oak, has drawn Muhammad more than anyone else in the world. So you can follow Bosch on his Getter page, and you can also maybe support him by buying some of his artwork, which you can find there on Getter. Brian of London, one of my favourite Israeli friends, has joined us twice talking about Tommy and Big Tech and also talking about crypto. So you can follow at Brian of London. Ingrid Carlqvist, the most fearless Swedish journalist I know. Great to have Ingrid, who I've known for years. She joined us twice last year, so you can follow Ingrid. Tony Schaefer, or Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, retired. The best spook you can come across. Tony was with us last year, so you can follow him at T-Spooky. Alexander Chugel, who I really messed up his surname whenever he was on. You can find him on Getter. If you want to know what's happening in Austria, you need to follow Alexander, who is one of the most outspoken, strong Catholic voices of reason coming from Austria. Jack Posobiec, who is everywhere now. I love watching his Human Events daily podcast, but you can find Jack on Getter. And Gad Saad, he was on talking about his fantastic book, The Parasitic Mind, How Infectious Ideas Are Killing Common Sense. Great book. I know many of you will have got that for Christmas. Great read. You can follow at Gad Saad on Getter. Dr. Robert Malone, he was with us last year. Wonderful to see him jump over to Getter, the inventor of mRNA technology. A wonderful guest, great mind, and speaking out against the COVID tyranny. Tommy Robinson is leading the charge from Europe on Getter. Nearly 150,000 followers. That's where you get him live streaming. That's where you find Tommy. So if you're looking for Tommy, you get him on Getter. Robert Spencer, who heads up Jihad Watch, written over 20 books on Islam, is a walking encyclopedia on every area of Islam. It was an honour having Robert with us earlier last year. Peter Bystron, member of the AfD, part of the AfD wave into the Bundestag 4 years ago, re-elected very recently, the best German politician you will meet in your life. And we'll finish off with another German, Lutz Bachmann, the leader, the founder of Pegida, the street movement across Europe. Great guy. What he has done in 7 years is phenomenal. And he leads the way for the rest of us to follow on how we reclaim our freedoms. Lutz Bachmann, Pegida. So as you can see, Getter is the place to go. There have been many false dawns, I think, in new social media to combat and go against the mainstream platforms. I think this is an exciting development with Getter, and I think it could be the way out of where we find ourselves in a pit restricting freedom of speech. So sign up, be part of it. Getter.com on the App Store, on Google Play, on your phone, computer, use it. You'll love it. It works. It's intuitive. It looks good. And there are people joining. And what's coming down the pipeline? Well, Jason Miller was on. He was on Alex Jones. How did I forget Alex Jones? He was on the Alex Jones show a couple of days ago and announced two great programs, initiatives coming down the pipeline. February is going to be Getter Vision. That's going to be video reels looking at competing against TikTok. And the second is Getter Pay. That's going to be in the summer. Now, that is probably the most exciting development in social media in years. It's one thing to cut off someone's voice, to restrict them, to shadow ban them. It is another thing to cut off their supply to money. And big tech are doing that and restricting income and therefore shutting down voices by cutting off their access to finance. Google Pay could be a way past that. It is so exciting. So sign up. Get on board, follow us, follow the live streams, follow our postings, be part, get the word out, get your word out as well, and we will see you on Getter.com.
If you like what we do, sign up to our mailing list, donate, share, and subscribe to our many platforms at heartsofoak.org. Thank you for listening.